dropped the subject.
Hey, look who it is. Allie right there, Kevin right here. Drop the subject. Back in your ear holes on the all-new Channel Q.
How long does the all-new last?
You know, it's interesting, because in the real world, something is new for about, 15, 20 seconds. But, like, if I see my wife wearing a pair of shoes, and I'm like, did you just buy, are those new shoes? She'll always claim, well, her whole thing is to say they're not new, and she's had them for a long time, but I never noticed them, because I get really angry if I'm like, why would you waste money on a pair of shoes that looks like every other pair of shoes you have? But then she'll say they're not new, and then I'll find out, like, she got them yesterday.
Like
And I'll be like, that's very new.
She's like, yeah, but they're not, like, I mean, she being in fashion, they're not new because they're not what everyone's wearing this upcoming summer.
Right.
You know, like, if she buys something that's trending now, it's not new.
Right. It has to be.
It's a has-been.
From the future. For it to be new, it has to be not invented yet. So that part is shocking to me. But in radio, new, I think, lasts for sometimes years.
Yeah. I think that radio time is different than reality time.
Yes.
And I think that a new station can be new for probably up to 5 years.
Look, there's probably someone that found this station today, at least one person. I mean, we're on enough places, people just downloading. We see every day they got more people downloading the radio.com app, more people checking out the station, coming across it either accidentally or on purpose. We'll take either. So if you're brand new, then it's new to you. I don't want you to feel like you missed anything. Trust me when I say, with our show, you've missed nothing. So.
Yeah, you're all caught up, even if it's your first moment listening. But, I mean, if you go to, like, a new food, like a new flavor of Oreos, that probably got a shelf life of, like, I would say a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then you're back to, it's just, okay, it's double or triple stuff or whatever, mint flavored double stuff, and then it's over.
People think the word new means better, or at least it means probably doesn't have mold on it. So a lot of times, they will emphasize,
is this cheese new?
New and improved. But sometimes I'll notice, like, a store will or a restaurant will say, like, now under new management.
Oh, that's always exciting.
But,
or horrifying.
Yeah, it's usually, but the thing is, if you go inside, the stuff inside's almost always identical, sometimes even worse. The new management, of all the news out there, new management to me is the least exciting.
New cook would be great. New management is just the person, a new person bringing the food.
Right.
Same
Harry Cook as always, new management writing his checks, right? It doesn't really necessarily change. And sometimes,
new health code violation. That's
right.
Another one.
The only other new that I don't necessarily think is that impressive is when they say, like, same blah, 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 new packaging, right?
Like, right.
So it's literally the exact same thing that you've had for years. They just decided to switch from Courier New to Helvetica font.
Oh, well, Courier New, they should get rid of new.
You're
it's no longer new. That's old news.
There
that
is
Courier.
Nothing new about Courier New. It is the oldest looking. I think it predates hieroglyphics, to be honest, as far as fonts go.
Yeah.
So just by that last conversation alone, you're pretty caught up on anything that we've ever done on this show of any value.
Yeah. I think this conversation is no longer new.
It's no longer new. We have to move on now. And both Allie and I are going to be replaced by 20-year-old influencers by the end of the show. So that'll be exciting.
Kevin, I know that I've told you in the past about my animal problems in my residences.
It's about your smells?
No. This is about animals infiltrating my apartment.
Oh,
this is not,
not
the animals that I own.
Okay.
Animals that are not welcome in my home.
Go ahead. Now I'm interested.
I mean, it's gone beyond the realm of normal, in my opinion. I started with, you know, ants. Okay, everyone gets those. Roaches I've had before.
Didn't you have a bat?
Mice I've had before, birds I've had before, bats I have had on two separate occasions. That's when I thought things were getting a little ridiculous. One regular bat and then another questionable rabid bat.
That's right, the rabid bat.
Yes, which was ill and in my apartment, and then I sent it away for testing, and they had to murder it in order to test for rabies.
They did a 23andMe on the bat, and they found out that its ancestors are from Hungary and the Czech Republic, and also that it has a gluten allergy. So it seems unnecessary, the testing.
Ancestors Dracula.
Yeah.
So now we live in a new place, and it's in, like, a valley. It's in a naturey area.
Hold on. You just said you live in a new place?
It's a new place, but
haven't you been in that place for over a year?
Yeah, but it's new compared to the last place.
It's not new anymore.
I live in another place.
You live in a place that you have been in as long as we've been doing this show.
This the place that I've been living in has a, yeah, I've been there longer than this station has been alive.
I don't think you can say new. If we're going to go back to that, and I know you wanted to move on. If you've been living somewhere for over a year, it's no longer new.
Yeah, but if I'm saying I think that that lasts for at least 2 years.
Have you re-signed a lease already?
Yes.
Not new. Once you re-sign anything.
But the lease is new.
Well, that's true.
The price increase is new. New, higher prices.
New management. Yeah. They charge more.
Same old windows. Right. New rate. So we were having a lovely evening and...
What does that mean? Scissor?
Well, we were getting ready to scissor.
Go ahead.
And we noticed that there were a lot of bees on our balcony. And... just it started off, okay, well, it's springtime. Of course, there's going to be bees and new insects around that are pollinating. It's go time for bees right now. They're mating like crazy. They're very excited. They have flowers to pollinate. And then it got to the point where there was rows and rows of them literally at the door handle trying to get into our apartment. And I thought to myself, okay, I think this is getting a little creepy. It was more, there were more and more and more of them as time went on. Then they started prying open the screen door and trying to get through the screen into our home.
You mean the bees were working together, like under the direction of the queen, to push the screen open?
They,
to get
for
in?
Some reason, were trying like hell to get all the flowers are outside. Anything that's in our apartment is dead. Okay, there's no plant life or anything for them to want to pollinate. I don't know why they would want to get into our apartment, but they were actively trying to get in.
Are you ovulating?
I'm not ovulating.
All right, just asking a smart medical question.
But I do have a bee ovulating in my mouth now.
Well, then that explains it.
So Katie, of course, is flipping out because she hates bees, and I have to now put all of these towels into the crevices of every single part of the screen door, and then...
Did you learn that trick online, or you just came up? That was your own.
No, that was from the old noggin.
All right, you decided, let's take towels. This is how you solve the problem. This is why I don't understand how two women can live together without a man there to help solve a serious problem. Because
what would you have done other than towels?
I would have sprayed.
I would have blown up the...
Yeah, I would have sprayed a lighter fluid all over it, lit it on fire, and moved. That's what I would have done.
So I finished plugging up with the towels. I think towels is a totally normal form of... I mean, what else am I supposed to use? I'm plugging a two-inch gap.
Hey-o.
Eh? Anyway, we went back to scissoring. It was fine. So then I turn around, and there is a bee in the apartment.
Yeah,
and I'm
of course.
Going, okay, I don't know how it got in here, but I do the nice thing, a trapper number, a cup, I put it outside. Then, now there are three bees in the guest room and in the bedroom.
Three that you know of, which means there's...
There were more than that.
Yeah,
they were coming in through, I don't know where.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're coming in through the vents.
Yeah.
I had to then MacGyver with saran wrap and cover all of the vents in the house and put tape around them. Even then, still, there were bees coming into the apartment.
The bees are like, you think this dental dam is going to stop us from getting in?
This extra large magnum dental dam?
Look at these lesbians. They have the biggest dental dam ever. Let's fly around it. Okay. Great.
That is nice in this apartment. So it was reaching a point where I think that if there's one or two, that's normal. When there's 9, 10, a dozen bees flying around in your apartment when there's no reason, I'm starting to think that it is the end of gays.
The end of days for the gays. Oh, you think this is like the plague?
Yes, I think that with all of my track record now at this point... The roaches, the mice, the birds, the bats, the multiple bats,
mm-hmm.
the bees now trying to get into our apartment when there's no reason to be in our apartment. It seemed, I mean, yes, we did watch a scary movie where someone got eaten alive by bees the night before.
Yeah,
that was weird. And it made me feel like, because even though I'm plugging up all of these orifices and they're still getting in,
Hey-o.
That they are trying to kill us.
Well,
and that there are weird homophobic bees out there, or that this is some kind of a plague situation where, you know, for some reason we've sinned and we need to atone.
Calling bees homophobic, I won't stand for, because if you're going to, in general, the concept of a bee is they go and they make love to a flower. What's gayer than that, for starters? All right.
Hey.
That is, I mean, that's me.
You're blooming.
Right. There is nothing that is more pro-gay than that, for the record. So, to call bees...
But then why are they coming into my apartment? Like, why us? Why? And then our neighbors, nothing. They've seen nothing. Even the maintenance guy came in. I had to call the guy and make him come over in an emergency situation. He came over and said he saw no bees. So, are we, like, that's... Isn't that the most crazy thing is that if they, we're seeing them and no one else is seeing them and they're eating us alive.
Well, the likely scenario is you probably have a human corpse in one of your walls.
Ah.
That's the likely scenario.
Maybe the last
person that lived there, marital spat, boom, boom, stabby, stabby. Someone goes in the walls.
New death in the house.
Drywall it up. They move out. They get their security deposit back. Not their problem. And now you've got a corpse. That's the likely scenario.
Let's
go now with some unlikely scenarios.
I really hope she's not listening to this.
One. I think the only way to answer it is to start ripping down all your walls. You gotta just rip down all the walls.
Well, I think that there might be a beehive in the roof.
Well, here's the thing. You probably do have multiple beehives because this is the time of year, as you said, they start popping up everywhere. And bees are super smart in that way. They can put a hive on something that was... You put a bicycle outside 15 minutes, you come back, all of a sudden bees have moved in there. Like they built a hive and they're living there and they're comfortable. It's a crazy, crazy concept. However, you either have a beehive you don't see, and it's potentially somehow the pheromones, because that's how they operate. It's all through the pheromones.
Oh, so it's because we're so sexy.
No one said that. No one's arguing
that. Because we were about to scissor. This makes all sense.
Maybe you put out some weird gay aroma into the environment, and the bees are into it in a big way. Also, possibly, they're confusing that dumb dream catcher that you were wearing yesterday. As a flower.
With a bee catcher.
They're trying to pollinate that dream catcher necklace you were wearing around.
Or all the beehives are just excited about the new Beyonce documentary.
I don't think that's it at all. I think, unfortunately, that was a weak attempt at a Beyonce mention. Here's the thing. You need to start spraying. And here's the problem, though. Killing bees is no longer cool.
That's the other thing.
There was a time when if a bee was there, your job was to, if you had a beehive, you knocked it down with a tennis racket, you sprayed it with a hose.
You set it on fire, whatever you got
to
do.
But now, all we hear about is how important bees are to society, civilization. Without the bees, we cannot live. And yet, there's a big shortage of bees, and they're all moving out because the rent's going up in price or whatever. And we need to... So now,
well, they're dying because they're going into dumb lesbian houses when they should be pollinating real flowers.
Because they're getting confused by all of your perfumes and potions and all your other weird lesbian tchotchkes you got floating around there. And you need to get a more, just a less flamboyant living situation because you're freaking out the bees.
Well,
you're confusing them.
Well, the floral scents are keeping us in a nice meditative positive vibe in the house.
Get rid of it all. You don't think if you're a bee flying around all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I think I just smelled a flower when I have sex with. All of a sudden you fly inside the Glade plug-in. It's going to confuse you. It definitely is.
Well, then I should stop buying rose water, I guess.
That is the answer. That is definitely the answer.
Well, I mean, I feel bad. The first couple of them, I tried to let them out. I got them out safely, and then the other one, it was like the third one, I accidentally put the cup in the wrong spot, and I decapitated it.
Well,
and then there were five more in one space, so I had to raid at that point.
I wouldn't admit that publicly, because you will have Beta protesting on your doorstep. We have to wrap it up. I don't know why. We're getting into such a fascinating conversation about bees and lesbian sex. How could you possibly want to drop this subject?
This is about the bees and the bees.
We'll be back in a moment. Drop the subject. That was a good one.
Thank you.
We saved your Beyonce one from earlier. Be back in a moment. The all-new Channel Q. This is Drop the Subject.
Drop the Subject. We'll be right back. Drop the Subject.
I can't see nothing. It is Drop the Subject on the new Channel Q. Yes, that was me singing. I'm Allie. That was not Kevin, who doesn't sing.
I
think you can sing, to be honest, but you choose not to.
I know I did some musical theater. In high school.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, but it wasn't really by choice. It was kind of one of those things where after having a serious, thorough discussion with guidance counselors and looking at grades and colleges, et cetera, and I didn't think, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't related to Felicity Huffman or Aunt Becky, so I didn't have the luxury or the idea to Photoshop my face on someone else's body or have my parents buy my way into school. So
you had to tap your way through high school.
I had to tap my way into college, and let me tell you, just a few Buffalo steps, and voila, there I was.
Yeah, I really got up the GPA. That's exciting.
I was in. I'll tell you what I was in. I don't mind admitting it here on this.
What musical
this radio
and what
station.
Part did you play?
I was, first of all, parts. I don't think a lot of the parts I had names.
Oh, so it was chorus.
It was a lot of the background. But I was in Anything Goes, Man of La Mancha.
Really?
Let me think. Jesus Christ Superstar.
No way.
And
who were you in that? Were you a Jew?
was I a Jew? what kind of question is that?
Well, that's a part in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Interestingly enough, that was my part in Anything Goes.
I was Everything Goes.
I was the accountant on the cruise ship. It didn't even matter. I just helped the cast.
There was a random Jew in Mantle Mantra.
I was also the Jew in Mantle Mantra. I sold the guy's horse. Now, I don't, to be honest, I don't know what parts
did you dance? Did you sing?
Well, you had to sing a little bit, but I don't think I ever did a solo. So
yeah,
I bet
that they were really like, why do we have to cast everyone?
Yeah, I think it was one of those situations where everybody got a part, but not everyone got a good part. And I definitely did not get a good part. But I did it for a few reasons. One, and this is going to be the most heterosexual answer, there was a lot of attractive women that I felt like they were forced to have to spend time with me and even kiss me. Some of the time, I couldn't believe they did this in high school. A few of the girls, they were forced to kiss me, like for certain parts.
They don't do that for chorus.
No, I was in.
And now the chorus makeout number.
I was in a play called what the heck was it? Phantom of the Orgy? Is that a thing?
No.
I was in.
Has not been made yet.
I was in a Shakespeare one called The Tempest.
What?
Yeah, I was in that.
And what were you in The Tempest?
One of the brothers, Trinculo.
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 Yeah. So you did have to make out with...
I made out with a girl.
I think Rosalind.
So my plan for hooking up in high school was forced makeouts through theater.
So, me too?
Yeah, we both... Listen,
we found our common ground.
But...
And you know what? The showmance is a real thing. When you're around the same people all the time for months and weeks and you're, you know, in rehearsals and then you're kind of forced to create some kind of a romance amongst each other and then it goes away and you just start a new one. It's exciting.
So I did that. Wow. I had to get some extracurriculars on the old, resume and did some of that theater and look at me now. I'm so cultured, aren't I?
Oh, well, I think you should definitely add that to your bio and resume. I think those are very important things.
I know we're going to get into just the Tip Tuesday in a moment, but I just want to let you know, Allie, I think I may have just received the unintentional gayest text message ever, and I challenge you to find anything gayer in your phone as an actual gay woman that is gayer than this text message that I received 4 minutes ago.
Is it, remember when you were in Mantle Mantra?
No. Stew meat coming in about 1 to 2 weeks.
Well,
have you ever gotten a gayer text?
No, I don't think so. Stew, are you ordering stew meat in bulk?
I bought a turkey from a guy like 5 years ago for Thanksgiving. And like a lot of people, he's moved his whole business to like phone app and texting. And I can't unsubscribe. I've tried for the life of me to unsubscribe. And yet every time, like I'll just read you, I get these now every couple of weeks. Here's another one I just got. Order Jidori chicken, all cuts today.
All cuts.
This one is Karubatu pork, chops, sliced bacon, grass-fed ribeye, cheese now.
I think that person's just, cheese now. I think that person's just making up types of meat.
Well, some of the other, this one says, need some grass-fed beef? Sure you do. All full, brisket, tenderloin, ribeye, chuck, eye, top sirloin, NY strip, tri-tip.
I think they are deceiving you because words like chuck meat and stew meat, I mean, eventually you're just going to get some dude at your doorstep being like, hey.
Well, especially if it says
you ordered
stew meat coming. I'm like, jeez.
In 2 weeks, that's a long time.
It's a lot of foreplay. My God. It's like five play.
I do think that you have a history of getting meat shipments. I've given you that for a Christmas present, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's the greatest gift I ever received.
You definitely, I mean, it is the gayest thing about you that you get meat shipments on a regular basis. Okay.
I do like receiving meat. Give us the tease for the Just the Tip Tuesday, and then we'll come back and do it.
Apparently, the airlines are having some problems. I don't think that's news to anyone, but the stress of flying is a real thing, and it has spawned drink-fueled air rage in passengers worldwide. And people being unruly passengers or just being very drunk, it says drink-fueled rage passengers, this is on the rise. So I think that it's important because everyone's being so unruly on airplanes that we go through the unwritten rules of flying.
Okay, great.
And the etiquette that comes with flying the friendly skies.
I agree that people have forgotten how to be civil at 30,000 feet. More importantly, they're doing a lot of things that are still very uncouth, but they assume because they're not as bad as whatever viral video they saw that week, they're acceptable. But it doesn't mean everything's okay until you start smashing the drink cart into the flight attendant because they didn't have your tab.
Right.
We will break it down. It's just a Tip Tuesday. Reminding everyone that there is some etiquette up in the sky. It's very similar to the etiquette down here, plus a lot more ginger ale. And we'll talk about that and more after this, the all-new Channel Q. This is Drop the Subject.
Drop the Subject. We'll be right back. Drop the Subject.
It is Drop the Subject, the all-new Channel Q. Thanks for being with us. Radio, radio.com, HD radio, connected speakers, etc. Or if you want to go old school, you can just ask a friend to tell you everything that we talked about. Maybe they can recite it to you. Didn't your mom used to be a court stenographer, Allie?
Yeah, she used to be a court reporter. She did. It was in the old days where they had those little tiny teeny machines. They don't use those anymore, but it was just all black keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. And then she would decode those little scrolls, and then she'd type it all out and proofread it for like divorce hearings and stuff. Fascinating.
I feel like that skill and anyone who's good at operating microfiche, both unnecessary in the year 2019.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll get together one of these days. Hey, listen, we got a lot to get to. We'll get into just the Tip Tuesdays coming up in a few moments. It's something we like to do every Tuesday, not only to help you, but also help us, help society remember things that we should be doing and potentially make all of our lives just a little bit better, which is part of the reason that we're here on a totally interactive and totally inclusive show. Call Drop the Subject. Follow us on the socials at DTS Show. Before we get into it, Allie, give me a number 1 through 8. We have every phone line now with people waiting to say hi to us.
8. I want the last person who calls.
833-77-CALL-Q. You can always get in touch with us. Maybe if you've got comments about things we're talking about. If maybe you're a beekeeper, want to chime in on the discussion we got into earlier about Allie's place.
Now, that would be great if you have any insight.
Infested. You said 8?
8.
All right. Line 8. Hello. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, Kevin.
7.
Hi, Allie.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You said 8.
Oh, my God, Allie. I got to tell you. I got to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Why?
Because, Allie, you look absolutely beautiful in that jean skirt.
Jean skirt? What is he talking about? You're not wearing a jean skirt. What is he yapping about? What is he talking about?
I went shopping this weekend, and they had this weird like all denim Mormon section,
right?
Where it was one of those, you know, polygamy looking denim skirts that goes all the way down to your ankles,
right?
And then there was a jean shirt that went all the way down to my knees. So I put both of them on, and it was just like, oh, I posted on Instagram like, oh, I call this the Canadian polygamist.
Oh, you were just trying to be.
I was just trying to be funny.
You were mocking.
I was in all denim,
yeah,
and the longest, frumpiest skirt ever, and he is turned on by my jeans.
Creepy creeper.
I didn't even foresee this.
In addition to your giant forehead and everything else, he's super turned on by you in denim.
The blue jeans.
Blue jeans alley is what he used to. So when Allie was wrapped completely head to toe in denim, that got it going for you, huh?
Oh, you better believe it. But Kevin, there's only one thing, and Allie. Next time you try one, you got to buy one that's a little bit shorter than that.
All right, good advice.
Okay,
thank you.
So mid-ankle wasn't
you.
Really your bag?
A little shorter than tripping on, I think is what he's saying. All right,
Here's the picture, Kevin. Long jean skirt.
I don't know. I don't know anyone who would find that attractive.
No, nobody.
I
guess we found the one. I love that he wants it just a little shorter.
Hey, listen, we said from the very beginning, Channel Q giving everyone a voice, even a guy who's into a woman wearing a head-to-toe denim.
All right. Beautiful.
Just
All right.
The Tip Tuesdays. Let's get to it now. We're going to talk about airlines. I don't know if you've flown recently, but if you have not, it's not a lot of fun up there because everyone's angry, everyone's enraged.
Everyone's hitting each other with strollers. No one can pack a carry-on
planes
anymore.
Planes are landing at random airports. Some of them aren't landing at all. I mean, it's like if you think about everything that's going on in air travel, just in like the last 5 years, you take that snapshot over the rest of the time I remember flying. In 5 years, there have been planes that have taken off and never landed. We don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. Still a mystery.
Someone got sucked out of a window.
Oh, yeah. Sucked out of a window. Then we got...
Someone got dragged down the aisles.
Airlines that were charging extra for additional safety equipment. So they were going like, some of the planes didn't have it because the airlines didn't want to pay extra for it, which seems ridiculous.
Yep.
However, if I was buying a car and they're like, by the way, it's $4 cheaper a month, but it doesn't have seat belts, I would be like, all right, I'm interested.
Do you want the emergency brake? Do you want to add that into the equation? You say no. And they kind of have done that, especially with the new basic economy, the no-frills ticket. That just happened in the last couple of years. So as a result, it says right here, for every 1,053 flights, they've had one altercation, which is up 35% from the previous year, and 24% of those instances were related to non-compliance with smoking regulations, and 27% involved alcohol consumption. So let's
go over. I
wonder
if the smoking one is vape related. I bet it is, because I think people probably assume they can just quickly. I mean, everyone knows you can't really go to the bathroom and light up a cigarette. That's been the way for many years. I don't remember.
Can't tamper.
You cannot. I thought you were about to say you can't tampon. I was like, I think you can still tampon on a plane. I think that's not a rule just yet.
I would love to see that lighted sign. Is that a cigarette or is that? Oh, that's a tampon.
Ladies, please sit down. The no tampon sign is lit. All right.
You can go to the bathroom, but you cannot.
There will be no tampon.
All right. So this is now the 21 unwritten rules of flying. I don't think we'll be able to get through all of these,
nope.
But there is a lot of etiquette involved in the airline process. So since we keep forgetting, let's go over them. Number one, don't ever ask if you can skip somebody in the security line. That is very tacky. You can't be the person who's almost late for your flight anymore. Everyone doesn't want to be sitting through security. They don't want to let you get through because they're trying to get on with their day. So don't ever ask somebody if you can cut ahead. Oh, you know, my flight's boarding in 10 minutes. I have to go. That doesn't fly anymore.
But I've let so many people cut in front of me for that exact reason, some by choice and some because they're being escorted through. You know, someone's like, hurry, they got 4 minutes to board or this final call. That I would think that if there's ever a time when I needed it, I earned up enough good karma in letting people cut in front of me that I should be able to do it.
But
you're saying can't do it anymore?
No, karma goes out the window in an airline situation. It's every man for themselves, okay? And no one wants to sit through security, and no one wants to pay for the fact that you didn't manage your time properly. I'm not good with time management myself, but I sit in line just like everybody else because I reaped what I sowed.
You're a big girl, Allie.
I am. All right. Don't leave 20 bins of your personal belongings sitting at the edge of the conveyor belt. And I would say just don't use 20 bins in general for all of your stuff. There are a lot of people that, you know, take forever when you finally get to the front of the security line and then they take out 20 bins and they start taking off their shoes and they don't know they're not supposed to do their water. They use that time to go through all of their belongings and process everything. Don't do that because that is a no-no.
I agree that when you're getting ready for the day, it's not like you're ever surprised. It's not like you thought you were going to go get a hamburger and you end up at an airport. Like, you're well aware you're going to an airport. The concept that you didn't plan an outfit or pack in a way that forces you to do as little as possible at security is shocking to me.
You're like my loop and pulley system on my boots. It's like, no, you can't. You just do Velcro, slip-ons, something easy.
Yeah, it is shocking. I got so mad at my wife. She wore these shoes. I swear to God, they had 47 buckles on them. It's like a pilgrim's wet dream. And I said to her, why did you do that? She goes, well, I didn't want to put them in the luggage because I thought that they would look suspicious and they were going to potentially steal them. So she wore them. And it was like a Houdini magic trick. Her trying to get out of a straitjacket. And then, of course, we finally get through. And she asked me to put them back on. I couldn't even do it. I didn't want to cancel the whole
trip. You were
like
an hour early for the flight. And then you got in like just
barely made it.
Just barely made it.
Buckles running down the
so many buckles. I bet those would have gone great with my polygamous dress.
Would have been perfect. Would have completed the outfit.
All right. Now, this one I don't know about. You cannot get mad if somebody cuts you during the boarding process. This is similar to when you're getting, you know, you're like on the freeway, somebody cuts you off and you're like, they don't want to wait like everybody else. And at the last second, they cut me off. It's like that in the boarding process. Some people, they think that there's a line forming, but then there are other people that don't have any concept of a line and they just kind of cut you off. But it's like in this, it says you have to accept the boarding process as an absurdist attempt to bring order to chaos. Just go with it.
Yeah,
don't start getting mad about those little things.
Sometimes they announce for someone to cut. Like, I don't know if someone was, you know, served in the military, right? They're active military. Now, so if a guy jumps in front of me, what am I going to question if he worked? What branch were you in? You know, what's your rank? assume that the person is either, you know, gold elite status or active military.
Or like a Patriots fan. They do that sometimes.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. I've been on a flight where they've done that.
Well, I hope that
if there's some kind of like a championship or whatever, they're like, and anyone who's a fan of the Bears, if you have a jersey on, get on the plane.
They're being stupid. They can't even do that. Legally, I don't even think they could do
that. No, I don't think so either. And that's BS. Well, but they do it. They do whatever they want. They have the power at the podium.
I'm going to add that to the etiquette then. Stop with the jokes. All right? Stop. You can be fun.
I like the jokes.
You can be nice, but enough of that whole when you board the plane, everyone's like, hey, you guys all ready to go to Des Moines? And everyone on the like, oh my God, that's not where I'm supposed to go.
You know what I think should be added to this list is the people that gather at the line when it's not their turn to board.
Well, yeah.
And then it's that, and it's like, okay, now seating area one, and then all the people just standing around like idiots, and you're like, what the hell are you doing? Just stay seated until it's time to get on the plane.
They should have an idiot waiting area at all airports. And
just a loitering area.
And if you want to hire me to go around, I can just do it on, I can size them, in 4 seconds, I can size them up and say, that person needs to be in the idiot holding pen.
All right, don't recline in economy. Now, I think a lot of people still do this, but it is an unwritten rule of etiquette. Just because you have that button there does not mean that you should use it, especially on a, like if it's a long flight, I get it. But sometimes I'll be on a flight where it's 45 minutes long. And as soon as we take off, the person in front of me reclines as far back as they could possibly go. No. And everyone understands there's not a lot of leg room. There's not a lot of space in general. So just you're there for 45 minutes. Just tough it out.
Reclining on an airplane is the same thing as standing in a concert. You don't do it unless the person in front of you does
exactly.
it. The person in front of you does it, you then have the ability to do it, and then it's a domino effect through the rest of the plane. However, you cannot be the first person that triggers that. It's just not fair. It's not right. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, they should have a trap door on the back of an airplane, like in Air Force One or whatever that movie was with Harrison Ford. And I would be okay with them chucking a few people off of flights if we break these rules. I think it's the only way people are going to learn.
Yeah, that won't make people stressed out.
Well, I think that's important. You're right. All of a sudden, guys are trying to recline.
Stop tampering. You just press the trapdoor button.
Yeah, I think there's a few people need to get thrown off of planes before people start paying attention and start going, you know what? Do I really need to recline my seat right now?
All right. No hot food of any kind on a plane. This has gotten me in a situation because I decided to get chicken tacos right before I was supposed to board my plane. And I decided I'm going to eat these in the boarding area because I don't want to bring hot food on a plane because it's disrespectful to the other people on a plane. They're in a small, confined space. They shouldn't have to smell my tacos. And I finished my tacos right in front of the boarding attendant, and he closed the flight right in front of my eyes and would not let me on the plane. And I missed my flight because I was eating tacos and trying to be respectful.
He's probably like, hey guys, I just saved you all from a gassy lesbian. That's pretty funny.
He's like, I know what happens 20 minutes after this.
Yeah, that's whenever I see a pilot in front of me in line at an airport, like a Mexican place, I'm always thinking, I really hope that's not my pilot.
Yeah. Speaking of, passing gas in general. The only appropriate time to do that is when you're walking through first class on the way to coach.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, that made the list.
All right. So if you need to rip one on the plane, you do it as you're walking by the first class passengers.
Yeah, and you're going to crop dust a few people, but it's worth it.
All right. We got time for one more.
All right. Middle seat gets the armrest. Always and without question. The unlucky soul in the middle seat has one thing going for them. Sole ownership of the middle armrests. At best, you can maybe sort of lean your elbow on the tiny edge of the armrest, but if they are using it, you give them full rein because they have the worst seat in the house.
Well, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Everyone, when you book a plane ticket and you see all those seats, you should see pictures of all the people and be able to access their social media so you have a little bit of at least a fighting chance to put yourself around normalcy.
I think Virgin was onto something with those little icons, but it was just like a bird and a monkey.
That didn't help me.
They had to go.
I was like, all right, I'm going to put myself between this bird and
parrot.
This adorable monkey. See what happens. Be back in a moment. This is Rapid Subject, the all-new Channel Q. We will get to News It or Lose It headline selection after this.
Drop the subject. We'll be right back. Drop the subject.
Drop the subject on the brand new Channel Q. Allie is me. Kevin is him. And we have to take a break already. And we will get into the headlines for News It or Lose It after we take a break. But first, I must tell you about the Channel Q Coachella house. And it says to ad lib and slash sex it up. So here we go. At Coachella, there's going to be a big house. It has all kinds of rooms and there's a pool. Ooh, yeah, so much water and exclusive interviews with bands and performances and stuff. And it's a weekend-long pool party. You want to go? Do you want to go? You got to be 21, and you got to go to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win. It could be you and a person of your choosing. Maybe it's your mom or your sister. You can bring one of those, but not both. Enter to win now.
I didn't think it was possible to be turned off any more than I already am, but you have found a way.
Do you not want to go to Coachella House now?
I hope they blow that house up.
Don't say that.
That is what you've done.
Oh, no. We'll go to Coachella House, everybody. Right, it's going to be real fun.
Thanks. Wow, that was
back after this.
Definitely sexed it up all right. We'll be back in a moment. News it or lose it. We'll kick off the next hour right here on the all-new and not improved Channel Q.
Drop the subject. We'll be right back. Drop the subject.
How deep is your love? Balls deep. That's the answer.
She actually says that. You just can't really hear it. It's really low volume.
You got to play the song backwards, but that's when you get the answer to the riddle. How deep is your love? It's the all-new Channel Q. Drop
balls
the subject.
Deep, balls deep, balls deep.
That is, that's our tagline. And in case you're wondering, we will go balls deep on the actual news in a moment until they tell us to stop using the phrase balls deep, which will probably happen any day now, most likely as soon as today's show is done. We are live. We are in the flesh. We are also in the studio at 833-77-CALL-Q. 833-77-CALL-Q. If you want to interact with us with your voice, you can do it as well with your fingers. That's Allie's favorite way of communication.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that at We Are Channel Q or hit us up directly at DTS. Yes, show.
He's anywhere between 1 and 4 fingers.
That is Allie's favorite way to be notified on the socials.
Knuckles deep is how I go.
Is that in the song
now
too?
I think we're in trouble.
Hold on. How deep is... Let's go listen to the song
knuckles
again.
Deep.
Is it knuckles deep? How deep is your love? That is a good question. Let's gross. Get into actual news. You know, all even right. Actual professional newsmen like Don Lemon have to take some time off to get engaged. And as a result, we pick up the pieces and bring you some news on News It or Lose It headline selection.
Drop the Subject presents News It or Lose It.
Okay. I shall read you a headline, Kevin, and you say whether we news it or lose it. You have control. Headline number one, Ryan Seacrest takes first sick day in 17 seasons of American Idol.
I'd love to say I didn't know anything about that story, but it was plastered all over the place. You know,
Ryan Seacrest takes a day off.
Talk
is
about
national news.
Slow news day. I was really, I don't want to say I was praying for something horrible to happen, but I was like, anything to take us away from, I'm going to let's lose it.
All
it's
right.
Been covered far too much as is.
Yep. Okay. The International Space Station is disgusting. It's been
that is interesting.
Yeah, it's been up there for a couple decades now. Apparently, it's a real hazard.
What, isn't that why they were trying to send those women up there to clean
that's
it?
What I was thinking too.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, what a coincidence! All these articles about how dirty it is up there, and they're like, now we're going to do an all-female spacewalk.
Right.
They
couldn't fit into the space suits because they didn't have enough sizes. So
yeah, their boobs were in
right.
the way.
Less complainy, more sweepy is what they were saying. This is a weird way to speak to a NASA astronaut.
But she understood.
All right. That's my tattoo. That's what my tattoo says.
Let's from you, Mom.
Let's news that.
Okay. Walmart doubles down on robot janitors.
Oh, man, you're scratching me right where I itch.
I know. I like to
I don't like Walmart
entice you with
stories
these.
In general, but I do like robot janitors.
Well, basically, they're just replacing real janitors with more robot janitors, and they're trying to increase their stock value, so they're going like full robot. They're just trying to put a lot of robots in, and they're trying to do a lot of online stuff. They're like, we got to get in on technology, or we're done for, just like all the other retailer companies, you know?
All right. So now when you walk into the bathroom at Walmart, there's going to be a robot making meth?
I want the robot to be greeting me. You know how they have the greeters at the front?
Yeah, but those are the jobs.
But I wanted to stutter like the real ones.
They want the robot to be a really old robot, like a first generation Mr. Coffee. all right.
I want the same like butt sag pants.
Let's go ahead and say lose it.
Okay. And then I think we have to talk about this. There's been an an update in the college admission scandal. There are some fresh charges being slapped on Lori Loughlin and Massimo and all the other people. So there's a couple updates here. So why don't we get into this?
All right. Let's keep that one. These are the stories we will news. The ones we said we will lose. We'll never speak of again.
There's one more. Pregnant mom cited after tot pees in lot.
It does rhyme. Anytime a headline rhymes, I'm intrigued, but I also feel...
Especially love the word tot.
It's a little too cutesy, and probably it's British, because it's got the word tot in it, so I'm going to say let's pass on that, and
tot was walking by.
Let's get right to the stories we decided we're going to news.
Okay. College admission scandal update number one. 15 of the parents, including Aunt Becky and Massimo, the world's 90s couple, they have been slapped with some fresh new charges: money laundering and conspiracy to commit fraud. Felicity Huffman is pleading guilty, as will 12 other parents and one coach, when it comes to bribery and fraud related to the admission scandal. Here's how things are looking for people for prison time. Felicity Huffman faces up to 20 years.
Wow.
Which seems high to
does.
Me.
Yes, it does.
The lowest sentence for her will be a $20,000 fine and 12 months of supervised release. Sounds hot. For most of the others, prosecutors are suggesting a 12 to 18 month prison sentence. Lori Loughlin and Massimo will face a minimum of 2 years in prison. So all of these people, I mean, what, there's 33 parents and coaches, I think, total that are being slapped with these charges. Prison could get a lot more interesting in the next year or two. And I think it's ridiculous that Felicity Huffman, she only paid like $15,000 to get her kid in. Lori Loughlin and Massimo paid like $500,000. So I think it should, like, wouldn't you get more time for that?
I don't know if the amount of money spent makes it a worse crime. I mean, yes, it's much more, for idiots like us that want to talk about it, it sounds much more extreme, but the crime was the same, which was, right, bribery and trying to cheat the system.
Yeah, but I think if we're going with charges, like, fraud is bleh, bribery, bleh, money laundering is kind of a fun one. If you're going to, like, what are you in for situation when you're in the big house?
You think
at least money laundering is kind of like got a mobby mafia kind of feel to it. So you're like, I was cleaning money. It was cleaner.
You still got to add another. I mean, if they're going to be in there with other people, or else, as you know, the rule is the first day of prison, Lori Loughlin's going to have to go up and punch the biggest person in there. I mean, that's the rule. You have to do that right away. You just got to find the biggest, toughest person
there. I really hope that someone has snuck a phone in there to get the footage of that.
Phones are charging in people's bees as we speak.
All right. If there's one thing humans are good at, it is leaving trash everywhere we go. The unnatural comes naturally for the human race, so you'd better believe space is no different. The International Space Station, it has been our landing pad in space for decades, 2 decades to be exact. So the recent reports that it is absolutely disgusting should come as no surprise. They wiped some of the surfaces of the ISS, the door panels, the bathroom, the dining table, the walls.
Fecal? E. coli?
It's basically everything that you would find in a general gym or bathroom on Earth. Yeah, it's basically littered with bacteria and fungus. Heaps of bacteria and fungi that are, they're a little worried, could mutate in space and then be damaging to the astronauts. And between the ISS fungus and the space herpes and the radiation and the microgravity, astronauts are either going to turn into like weird gargoyles or they're going to be like really cool modern day X-Men. X-Men and women.
I saw a movie where they discovered something, I think, on another planet, and then they grew it in the space station or a spaceship. I was only half watching it. I was kind of high.
Are you watching WALL-E?
No, it was a thing like an organism that all of a sudden grew.
And then it's a horror movie, right?
Yeah, and then it attacked everyone on the spaceship.
Yeah, that's basically what they're afraid of.
That could be us.
Well, not us.
But
not you
and
me.
People that are smart enough to be up there.
Yeah, I think that people have been trashing space for a long time now, ever since we went into space. Not just us, it's every single country that goes up there. You know, you see those movies where it's like, and now we're just going to like release this part of the ship. And you're like, where is that going? Or is that just like in the universe now? What the hell? And I think that when the end of days does come, you know, you always see those articles about an asteroid almost hitting Earth. I think all this trash is going to congeal in space and become a giant meteor, and it's going to wipe us out.
That's what our own filth is going to destroy us all. That makes sense.
I think that's the way we're all going to go.
That's how I want to go out. Just a bunch of Funyun rappers. floating around in space.
That's all the astronauts are eating is Funyuns.
It's a lot of Funyuns.
All right, we're here. Let the fun begin.
We will be back in a moment. It's the all-new Channel Q. When we return, and we will return, we got closet watch. We got to open up that closet because someone else has said something that may give one of us points in our fantasy gay draft. We got that to get to. Plus, food trucks are not just for people anymore. We'll talk about that after this. The all-new Channel Q. We'll go there.
Drop the subject. We'll be right back. Drop the subject.
Yeah, drop the subject on the radio and in your ears. The all-new Channel Q.
What are you laughing at? What?
It's just funny. We were sitting here for the last...
With nothing, yeah, with
10
no...
10 minutes,
yeah.
Music's on.
It's like literally 2 seconds before the mics go on. Someone's like,
people.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
15 people try to... plow in here, and Justin,
it's like there's like four people outside.
Our ginger producer rushes to the door in an act of true heroism to stop them from entering our lair so that we can
There was nothing interesting going on in there.
Trust me when I say there's zero interesting happening in that room right now. Mm-hmm. Although we're about to open up the closet and get into closet watch, as you know, at the end of 2018, one of the final things Allie and I did was we drafted fantasy teams, not fantasy sports teams, etc. We drafted.
Oh, did you win March Madness, by the way?
No. Okay. Oh, God, no.
Cool. I figured not. I just thought I'd check in.
I think both of the teams that were in the game last night, including the team that won, I had losing all of, I think they had them both losing in the first round. It was maybe my worst gambling. This may have been
it's
my
like
worst gambling.
The literal opposite
ever.
Of everything. Okay.
The opposite of everything that I could have hoped for happened. You know, that's fine. But the good thing is, you know, a lot of people that were having this forced conversation with coworkers for the last few weeks about like, can you believe what happened in Oregon? Now you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah,
so
great.
Now we're back to entertaining you again.
We're back to regular small talk instead of basketball-themed small talk.
Talk about
you know,
that weather
what,
and
not
Easter.
To continue on to this tangent, but I was thinking, because I know it's a little late now, but you know how March Madness people do their own brackets?
Yeah.
I was thinking we should have done a bracket for worst small talk lines.
Oh,
like some cool weather we're having... Or
how about
like less Monday, more Friday, or whatever it is.
Oh man, well you know
or,
what?
Or sorry, I brought my fish.
I've never heard that one before, but okay, that's interesting. Was you about the pet or for lunch?
For lunch.
Oh, okay, that's sorry. Usually, the people that bring the stinky food never apologize for it.
That's true.
That's the frustrating part about it. Remember that for next year if we're still doing the show here.
Yeah, or maybe we'll just do it anyway.
And with your
who says we have to do things on theme? Huh?
Why should we? We'll do it. We'll do it. You know what? When everyone else is talking about the 4th of July, that's when we'll get into our March Madness stuff. Here, all right. Keep in mind, this station's giving everyone a voice. We'll prove it. Let's go ahead and open up the closet door. It's time for closet watch.
Closet watch.
Okay. I know that we drafted actors, actresses that we thought were going to come out as LGBT, queer in general.
Musicians, I believe. Cartoons, animated creatures.
And we did people who have passed on.
Miscellaneous, I think, was a category.
I don't think we did miscellaneous.
Objects.
I think that's them coming out.
Okay.
I'm miscellaneous.
I thought you were Mr. Elanius. Not anymore.
No, I'm Mrs. Lanius. So, Kurt Cobain, they always love to talk about when his birthday was, when the anniversary of his death was. Nobody seems to ever be able to get over the fact that Kurt Cobain died. And so, as a result, every single time the anniversary comes around, they unearth some old interviews.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they unearth him. I was like, wow,
they unearth
really?
Him, and they're like, love you, bro. And then they
crazy
bury
that they
him
would
again.
Do that every, this flannel is super tattered. How many years has it been?
I'd be so jealous of his tattered flannel.
I know.
So now they have unearthed an Advocate cover story from 1993 where Kurt Cobain says, I'm gay in spirit. And I had no idea that your body coming out is very different than your spirit coming out. Now, you don't just have to come out. Your spirit could be something totally different that you are not. And he said that even though he is relatively straight, he did state for himself that he could probably be bisexual. But he was a gay rights activist back then, and he said, I am gay in spirit. So congratulations to Kurt Cobain's spirit for coming out as queer in 2019 when you have been dead for 25 years. Isn't that exciting?
Let me say something about Kurt Cobain of Nirvana fame. He did a lot. He was a very, you talk about these days, everyone's an influencer of sorts, right? Oh, I got an Instagram page. I try juice cleanses every week. I influence people to get them. He was very influential when it actually meant something.
Mm-hmm.
Not only changed an entire genre of music, etc., but he was a very outspoken pro LGBT, maybe even more so than actual artists that are in the community. And the fact that he was not in the community, just another boring hetero like myself, although he apparently had a gay spirit, I just learned.
Spirit was out and proud, Kevin.
He would say all the time, when all that mattered in those days was, you know, being popular to the point where you could actually sell albums and make money so that you could keep making music, etc. He had a lot of things where he said, I'd rather, he said them so much more eloquently than I will now as I paraphrase, but a lot of things like, I'd rather not be liked
for something I believe in.
I'd rather be not be liked for something I'm not, or whatever it was. He was basically saying, he made a lot of either subtle comments that were very pro-gay.
It's much more eloquent when you're on heroin.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm unable to deliver it, but you can read these quotes. But he also, in the album lines, album notes for a few of his, people used to read album notes, which was a thing that happened before people just bought song to song. He would say so many very supportive messages for the gay community. So think about it. If you were, and this was the, let's talk about this, the 90s, because I remember when he died, I was in middle school. So, and it was, I remember people were, you know, in hysterics and crying, and that was a big deal, etc. Mm-hmm. And I understand, but when you were someone, at least growing up in the 90s, right, and maybe you were not feeling like you belonged and you weren't comfortable about even being public about your sexuality, to have a guy like Kurt Cobain that was universally
in your corner,
decided
right.
as cool, so cool that he didn't care about being cool, that's what made him even cooler. And then he was going, saying all these positive messages and telling, and basically said to anyone that was homophobic, don't listen, don't support us, don't listen to our music. If you do not like homosexuals, I mean, he went after other people as well. He supported, you know, gays, gypsies, a few other
groups. It looks like he used to spray paint "God is gay" on people's trucks. He performed at a gay rights benefit in 1992. He would, him and his bandmates were often seen wearing dresses and kissing in videos and in live performances. He's always been described as sensitive and effeminate, somebody who regularly spoke out for minorities and misogyny and homophobia.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big proponent. And I don't know
if he
ever
realized that, I guess.
I don't know if he ever got, well, of all of the things, you could say great musician and this and that.
He used to pretend he was gay just to F with people. That's fun.
Yeah, see? And I don't know now if these days people would be like offended by that. Oh, you think it's a joke? And I don't know. But at the time, he was doing it as a true show of support. So in this edition of Closet Watch on the all-new Channel Q.
Closet Watch.
Kurt Cobain's spirit.
Your spirit.
Thank you very much for your support.
Is gay and accepted here on the all new Channel Q.
There was also an article, and I know this is getting into the difference between gender identity and sexual identity, but I think that there are a lot of people identifying as different genders and consider themselves part of the queer community, and we certainly do. There was an article about how one of George Washington's generals may have been intersex. Isn't that exciting?
Well, you know, not necessarily as buzzworthy as the Kurt Cobain thing. I don't think either of us drafted anyone from George Washington's army. I believe his wooden teeth were whittled by a gay whittler. Are we going to talk about that as well?
Well,
ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
That's
exciting.
It's pretty ridiculous.
You know,
at this
Kevin,
point.
Another fun fact is that there are more intersex people in this world than gingers.
Well, I don't know what to do with all these fun facts you're throwing at me right now.
Are they fun?
No, they're not fun. I'll tell you, that's the one thing about already the facts are not facts because you're calling them fun. There's nothing fun about them.
Well, I think we should welcome Kurt Cobain coming out of the closet and whoever this George Washington's general who may have been intersex. If you want to be a part of the queer community, please welcome. I think that this guy even has a statue.
If you're
okay,
keeping track. Only person that has any points in our gay fantasy draft, Allie and I.
None of us.
Well, I drafted Family Guy. A character from Family Guy would come out as gay, and Family Guy said that they were no longer going to make gay jokes.
Yeah, so that's the opposite of you getting points.
Well, not necessarily the opposite.
Did you hear about Lisa Simpson?
No. What was I supposed to hear about Lisa Simpson?
Lisa Simpson's show creator basically outed her as being bisexual or pansexual and said that he sees Al Jean said, I see Lisa Simpson as being president of the United States and being pansexual or at least bisexual. And there's a future version of her where she's in a throuple with two other women.
Well, I love that. Finally, you're bringing a fun fact to the table.
Did you, I don't think any of us drafted any member of the Simpsons, but
no,
we probably should have.
But once again,
I would have gone Maggie.
Family Guy adjacent. Maggie's a baby, you dummy. Be back in a moment. It's the all new Channel Q. Back after this.
Drop the subject. We'll be right back. Drop the subject.
Drop the subject. Channel Q. Hanging
so
with
frantic.
You.
That was so
frantic. Drop the subject.
Where the hell were you?
Drop.
You've been sitting there in front of that microphone, and then it sounds like you just ran in, like you're being chased by a mob.
It ups the stakes, Kevin. I have to sound breathless.
Sure does.
Especially because I think that some of the other shows are just so exciting. The stakes are so high. I feel like if I'm just like, hey, what's going on? I can't measure up. So I got to be like, drop the subject. Channel Q.
The other shows seem so excited about everything all the time. It just seems exhausting. I always say I would be such a horrible gay person because I think I would just be so exhausted because everyone, in addition to being happy all the time, they always seem like they're partying and they're going from one day party to an afternoon party to a night party to
an
after hours.
That's why I love you, Kevin, because happiness seems exhausting to you.
The concept of happiness is truly, oh my God, it just seems so unnecessarily exhausting, too. Not just exhausting.
Yeah, but Kevin, I'm also trying to have a better outlook on life. I'm adopting the law of attraction and positivity.
How's that working for you?
It's working really well because I'm living this life of delusion where everything is going my way and it feels really nice.
Because you started the show today by talking about the fact that you have a bee infestation inside of your place.
Well, yeah, the end of gays is coming.
And your rent has gone up?
Yep, my rent has gone up, but that's okay. And
a few other issues you mentioned.
No,
Did you talk about your wonky leg?
Well, the wonky legs, I'm in physical therapy for that. For the
Are you really?
Legs. Yeah. Because it affects because I'm having knee problems. You know what? This is negative conversation. I don't need to be having this conversation. I want to tell everybody how to go to New York City Pride and this super fun time. Can I do that?
Listen closely. You already heard the tips from us earlier today as to how to act on the flight to New York so that you will not bother other people. We covered that in just the Tip Tuesdays. If you missed it, download the podcast. It is a show called Drop the Subject. Now, Allie will tell you how you can join Channel Q at Pride NYC.
Mm-hmm. Pride NYC is one of the biggest, most exciting gay pride events in the entire country, and if not the entire world. So, of course, going to that would be a dream come true, and we can help you do that. Channel Q and Schafferhofer Grapefruit are helping send you to New York City Pride. Pride is June 27th through the 30th, so that would be you and a friend, assuming both of you are 21. Going there, a round-trip airfare is included, four-night stay in the New York City area. It's going to be a blast. All you have to do is go to channelq.com to enter, and keep listening to Channel Q for all the details, but I just gave them all of them to all of you. So
don't bother listening to Channel Q. You're looking for details because you've just gotten
them. I just got them in your ear holes.
When we get back, we mentioned this earlier, we'll finally get into it. For far too long, it's just been humans benefiting from food trucks. That is about to change. We will explain what it is we're talking about and why. I don't want to say that. That'll give it away.
You can't think of anything to say, can you?
No, I thought of a thing to say. I just didn't want to. I want to do a proper tease here. And if I said what I was going to say, all right. It's dogs. It's food trucks for dogs. All right.
Okay.
You've gotten it out of me.
Are you happy now?
We'll talk about it next on the all new Channel Q.
Drop the subject. We'll be right back. Drop the subject.
Drop the subject on the new Channel Q. Why didn't you turn my microphone on? Are you afraid I was going to sound too stressed out?
Well, last time it was such a frantic, drop the subject, it freaked me out.
Now so. I'm going full Delilah.
No, no, don't do that. Oh, God, no. We don't need that. We got to listen.
And I'm going to dedicate this next tune to Lady Gaga.
Can't leave a tease hanging out there in the atmosphere like food trucks for dogs without paying it off. And we have to do that all pretty quickly before we get out of here. We do, of course, have a phone line here. We like to use it and talk to you guys as well. Guys, gals, or undecided. 83.
Undecided.
Is that inappropriate?
I think so.
83.
I don't know, but I think so. I'm just going to go with yes.
why is that? Why? What if you don't want to identify as either?
Well, then you're non-binary.
Fine.
I mean, undecided is definitely easier for people to understand, I guess, yeah, if you want to make that argument.
I'm trying to dumb it down for myself.
I'm okay? N-A.
833-77-CALL-Q if you want to get involved in the show. In a moment, talk about the what could be the latest trend to replace CBDs, and that's food trucks for dogs. Mm. Get ready for that. Give you the info. And then, of course, give you some more, I guess, information before we have to get out of here for the day. Let me say hi to Sarah, who is waiting right now on the Channel Q phone lines. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, guys. Also known as Oaktown Girl from Twitter.
Oaktown Girl.
Ah, hello.
How are you, Oaktown Girl?
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, it's great to hear your voice. You know, there's some people that are discovering us for the very first time, but as someone who's listened to us now for many years together, what would you say is our greatest strength and our greatest weakness? Go ahead.
Well, you guys' greatest strength would have to be getting fired.
I agree. That is, we are very good at that.
It comes naturally.
Yeah,
go
thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Effortless.
And the greatest strength would just be, you know, wherever you guys go, building an audience.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
So building an audience and then letting them down.
Letting them down.
That's great.
They're both our strengths, by the way. We do that both in both places.
So do we have any weaknesses then?
Yeah, getting fired is a strength and having an audience is a strength. What about, if you had to say a weakness about us, what would you say to new people that are discovering us for the very first time?
I love you guys. I'm not one of the haters, so I don't.
Right, right. There are plenty of haters, though.
Right.
Yes.
So, on a 1 to 10 scale, how likely are you to recommend this show to friends and family?
Oh, of course, a 10.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
On a regular scale, what does it say when Allie stands on it?
Oh, no. A regular scale?
Average. Yeah. Average weight.
One at a time.
Okay.
Hello.
You're the one who's developing moves. Don't even with me.
Listen, I know, but that's the thing is that you used to be fat and funny, and now you're skinny and unfunny, so I now have to try to gain weight to be funnier.
Yeah, well, you have to be funnier because you've done the gain weight part already. Do you want to borrow some of my bras? Because they have a lot of support.
You think I have moves now?
Have you seen the moves picture? Posted?
No. What do you mean the moobs picture that we posted? What does that mean?
There's a picture of you.
Sarah, have you seen the moobs picture that's been posted of me?
You have to.
No, I haven't.
No, see? You saw there was a picture where he said, does Kevin have moobs? And there was a picture of you in a white shirt, and the way the lighting was, it made it look like you had bigger moobs than I did.
Oh, so the lighting. Well, first of all, once again, that's not even, you're not even insulting me. You just insulted yourself and the lighting. You just said the lighting made it look like I had bigger moobs than you did, which implies that A, you have moobs, and B, that they're tiny moobs. I mean, I don't know why you're so hard on yourself.
I have mosquito moobs.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to pull this picture up.
Would you say this discussion, Sarah, is a strength or a weakness of ours right now?
Strength.
Okay. I'm not sure anymore.
She has low standards.
They're all seeming to blur together.
Okay, look at this picture. This is the one where we were talking to Grace Baldridge.
In the middle. That's not me.
No, you on the right.
Yes.
Have moves in this picture.
Those are called pectoral muscles.
No, that's not. No, I don't think pectoral muscles have a scoop like that.
Have a what?
A scoop.
It's a scoop.
It's scoop.
All right, get by. We got to get.
But
ahead
look,
here.
Mine. I don't have any moves.
No, you do not.
I think the biggest boobs out of the three of these people are yours.
Where does this picture exist?
It's on DTS Show. It's on our Twitter. If you want to look at it, you can scroll through. There's two women and a guy. You are the only guy in this picture, and you have the biggest boobs out of everyone there.
Yeah, you know what?
Moves.
I wonder if I just zoomed in, if I could be turned on by this.
And look at your meevage.
I guess I see what you're saying. It does appear that I have moved in this photo. All right. Well,
so
I'm going to go
let that settle.
Jump in front of a bus. It's been a great
this
day.
This is a strength, Kevin.
Oh, that's a strength.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now you have pee power.
That's exciting. I know, I got both. Well, Sarah, it was great catching up. I don't know if this was the reason for your call, but regardless, it's nice to hear from people that have been checking in on us for a while, and I'm glad you gave some valuable words to any new listeners that are still deciding whether or not they would like to put up with Allie and myself talk about whatever the hell it is we're talking about.
No problem. Just wanted to say hi to you guys. Okay. It's been a long time.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Right. Do we have time to talk about yappy hours and bark mitzvahs?
Nope, we don't.
Damn it.
Because you wasted all that time accusing me of having moobs.
I was amusing you. I think that there's nothing wrong with having moobs, and I think that the man bod has been very popular for a while now. Now that you are a dad, you've got the moobs, and you can own them. And I think that you just have to flaunt your sexy self. You know, boobs are very powerful. You have a new power.
Allie's turned on.
You have straight guy power, and now you have boobs. So you're basically a superhero.
I am the perfect storm. We've got to get out of here. That's our time.
All right, that's it.
It's been real. Something about Coachella, something about Pride, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we did that already. We're good.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See you all on New Channel Q. Drop the subject. Officially dropped. Oh, excuse me. That was my bra.